And now to France, where police there and anti-government protesters have clashed in the capital, Paris, hours after President Emmanuel Macron attended the Bastille Day parade. Police used tear gas and pepper spray to disperse yellow vest demonstrators. Protesters jeered at President Macron, demanding him to step down over his economic policies. They also tried to occupy Paris's Champs-Élysées, where the Bastille Day parade was being held. The French leader presided over the parade that showcased Europe's military capabilities. EU leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, joined Macron to watch the annual event. European leaders are pushing for a new military cooperation pact in an effort to act independently from the United States. Political commentator Gordon Duff explains why the French government has so far refused to heed the demands of the yellow vest protesters.
More and more draconian measures against the people of France. France is becoming increasingly a surveillance state. For the past few weeks, and we have offices in Paris, we've watched buses of police from the poorest areas of France. These are people, some of France's least educated, go into the police, and they're being brought by the hundreds, even thousands, into Paris. They're standing everywhere with machine guns on and vests. It looks like a police convention in the city. France is a nation that's largely under military occupation by its own government.